What do we got besides rap?
With the ring ceremony this weekend, Wade was saying he's going to wear his. What do you plan to do? Do you plan to wear your ring often?
Well, I got a couple runner-ups just like he does, and they're sitting in a safe deposit box. So I can promise you, they ain't going to be sitting in a safe deposit box. I'm gonna wear it some. I don't know if I wear it every day, but I'm definitely gonna wear it. It's an honor that I never thought we have a chance to get to, and we did, and jacked up about it for sure.
Joey, Braylon Addison, he hasn't been here because of the school situation. Can he be in your return mix?
We hope so. You know, it's hard to judge off of what he did here. You know, we came in for rookie minicamp, but. We're looking forward to seeing him out here competing. I believe he's coming in next week. He should have those 2 days in, which will be good. The college film was very good on him. And, he looks like he's a playmaker, so we'll see. We'll see where he goes from here.
Are you allowed to have communication with him on any level whatsoever? Or?
Yeah, you can. You're always trying to get people in trouble, dude.
No,
it's unbelievable,
no,
man.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. It's you can have communication with those guys.
Okay.
You just can't. Obviously, they can't be here, but you can have iPad communication. He's gotten all the meetings, all those type of things. So we've definitely been coaching him for sure.
Kubiak said it's kind of hard to tell what you or to see what you can get from punt returners in practice. So what do you look for at this point?
First of all, how they catch it, you know, what kind of returner mechanics they have. And then second off, just to see what kind of juice they have with the ball in their hand. And we've seen some of that on the field so far. And I like where we're at, and hopefully we can get a guy that can get a few touchdowns for us.
Dixon and Colquitt, how are they pushing each other so far?
We had an inside the 20 drill today that y'all saw, so that was good. I don't think we had a touchback, which is good in that particular drill. I think it's been a real neck and neck competition. You know, Riley's got a lot of ability, but Britton is a smooth, good veteran. You know, so it's gonna be a heck of a competition going into training camp.
With the touchback line moved to the 25, have you thought about how that will affect your strategy in kickoffs?
Yes.
How might it affect that?
I think it's gonna be a game to game situation. I know in the preseason, it's always been my philosophy anyway, and I know it's Coach Kubiak's also, is we're going to try to keep the ball out of the end zone as much as we can during preseason because you want to see guys cover. You want to see what guys can do, between the lines and see what they do in a kicking game. So you can't do that on a touchback. So we're going to let them definitely be able to cover during the preseason. And, we'll make an adjustment as it goes. I think we've got a good cover team, and I think if you have a good cover team, I'm not sure the league's going to get the exact result that they want, where it's going to be less touchbacks or less returns. I think it's going to be a chance of getting more returns, in my opinion.
How last year you talked about
pop-up, pooch type kickoff?
Yeah, I don't know that it's a pop-up, Mike. I mean, it depends on your thinking behind a pop-up. Most pop-ups occur around the 15. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that ball's going to be landing between the 5 and the goal line where the return team has to make a decision. Now, when we have a guy like we do that can hang the ball and put the ball up in the air, it's going to be a weapon, in my opinion.
Is that something Braylon's gotten better at just since you've been here, that manageable space kicking in that area that you've talked about?
I'm glad to hear you listening to that, man. That's good. He's gotten much better at that. And I think, obviously at our place you see a lot of touchbacks because of the altitude, but he can control the ball too. So I think with the way the rule is, we'll see how it works out. But, at least it's going to be an option for us.
How did Kayvon go from being a good special teams player to being impactful as a playmaker during that last 4 or 5 games? It looked like every game it looked like he made a huge play regarding either tackle or field position.
I would say, first of all, his work ethic throughout the year. I think he really bought in and worked his tail off and bought into his role. You know what I mean? I mean, he knew he was – little bit backed up because obviously there was 3 guys in front of him at corner, and I think he made the most of his time on the field for us to get impactful plays to help us win games. I mean, we just showed him today on the inside of 20 stuff, and you look at those 2 playoff games against Pittsburgh and against New England. I mean, I believe he had like 4 that were inside the 5, which, you know, that's going to help you win games for sure. So I'm happy for him because he's a heck of a kid. I know that.
Joe, you were just saying that Kayvon bought in to the role and things like that. Do kids nowadays buy in that you might be the ticket to them being in the NFL quicker, slower?
It just depends on the individual kid, to be honest with you. I mean, you hope that they all buy in. You know, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing is the head coach. When you have a head coach like Coop that helps you, you know, and supports it and really makes it a priority, that's obviously helpful. And then the other thing is, you know, when they see us have success, it's easier to buy into something that's successful. So we want to keep that up for sure.
What do you think of Obama calling out McManus?
I mean, I thought he kind of gave him a compliment, right? I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, when you said call him out, I thought you were saying like he was – yeah, that's getting too close to political stuff for me. I'm not going to mess with that one. I'm not going to mess with that one. No, I mean, Mac had a heck of a playoff run, too, when you look at it. I mean, I think he was 10 for 10 during the playoffs, wasn't he? I mean, so he had a great run for us, and hopefully he can continue that next year.
Do